Chapter 4. Fitting In. Every small boat sailor knows the story of Joshua Slocum, the first person to single-handedly circumnavigate the globe. It took him 3 years and 2 months. Equally impressive, at least as far as I was concerned, was that the Spray, the 37-foot sloop in which he achieved this feat, was almost completely homemade. In sailing alone around the world, he recounted how he rebuilt the derelict 100-year-old oyster boat that had been given to him by a sailing acquaintance. Slocum, no slacker like me, got down to work immediately. He felled a nearby oak, which provided the wood for a new keel. A neighbouring farmer dragged in enough wood for the rest of the frame. He built a steam box for bending the replacement ribs to shape, planked them with Georgia pine, and caulked the seams with cotton and oakum. He did all this alone, working with adze and broadaxe. Without the benefit of power tools, it was 1892 after all. The 48-year-old Slocum did not have electricity, but he had something better, a wealth of experience. Over a 30-year career, he had risen from seaman to captain and then to ship's owner. He had built steamships and sailing ships and fitted out whalers. A man of typically Victorian grit, he had fought cholera, smallpox, and mutinous sailors. He was nothing if not resourceful. Once, shipwrecked on the coast of Brazil, he built a canoe and, with his wife and son, sailed it back to Washington, D.C. A life spent on the sea was buttressed by undoubted genetic advantages. Slocum was born in Nova Scotia, at a time when this was the principal maritime region in the world. And still it took this seasoned salt 13 months to complete the Spray. How long would it take me? I think I knew what Captain Joshua would have said. "To young men contemplating a voyage, I would say go," he had written. To a young man contemplating building a boat, he would have undoubtedly said go, too, and added a crusty, "What are you waiting for?" I preferred the advice of Howard Chappell, the author of a handbook on wooden boat construction. "The beginner should have no feeling of haste." Exactly so. My dream of constructing a boat had not hardened into an obsession, and I was in no rush to start what promised to be an arduous task. I was enjoying going through boat-building magazines and making boat models. I had a growing collection of naval architects' blueprints, and I liked reading the archaic nautical terminology, thwarts, strakes, garboards.